Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now, Peter Stringer is one of Ireland's most acclaimed rugby players, having had a long and amazing career with both Ireland and Munster. He's now getting into business, and it obviously involves fitness. Good morning, Peter Stringer. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby. I'm great, thank you. Yeah, good to hear from you.
Now, good to talk to you, Peter. But firstly, just to put things in context, you didn't retire from rugby till you were 40. How did you stay going professionally for all those years without serious injury, and just to give so much to the game at such a high level for so long? What was the secret sauce?
Well, not really any secret, but I suppose, like anything in life, you have to have passion for something. And I was fortunate that I loved playing the game from an early age. Right till I was 40, like you said, I had that opportunity to move to the UK when I was 34, 35, when there wasn't really an opportunity for me to continue my career in Ireland. I came to a bit of a crossroads in my life, and many people said to me that, you know, would you not think of retiring? And I looked at all my numbers, my fitness stats and everything, and you know, I put it down to kind of my motivation to keep going, and I just wanted to continue playing. I suppose, in answering your other part of your question, you know, I suppose from an injury point of view, look, I suppose I looked after myself well. I ate well. I recovered well. I suppose I'm a non-drinker, non-smoker, and I certainly put a lot down to that in terms of, you know, how I kind of went about my daily business in terms of, you know, making sure I was ready for the Saturday and then recovering straight after that for the following Saturday. So there was, there was a lot to think about, but it was something, look, it came easy to me because I loved it, and I still love the game, and I love watching it still, you know.
Yeah, and you know what I kind of like about your scenario now, Peter, is that your transition, I suppose, out of rugby has been gentle. It hasn't been too radical. So you've got these two new businesses going. So let's talk about them for a second. We'll start with Body Plan. This is where you give one-to-one coaching training to executives, and also separately, I suppose, to aspiring athletes. So the business is kind of twofold.
Yeah, it is. And I suppose, you know, I didn't rush into anything when I retired, you know, 3 years ago. It was always something that this was probably in the back of my mind without having it as a business model in my head as how it was going to work. But again, it's come from an area where I'm passionate. And I noticed in meeting a lot of people, when you get out into the big bad world, Bobby, in terms of the business world, when you come out of a sports environment, you meet people, you know, who are busy and people who are, you know, probably, you know, find it difficult to kind of fit in training. They kind of hard to structure their week in terms of their food. And, you know, coming from a professional setup, I suppose that's something that came easy to me because I loved looking into the analysis of training. I loved kind of figuring out what food did what to my body and being able to apply that now to people's lives. You know, just that education process around the food is really kind of eye-opening, to be honest, because not everybody kind of knows, I suppose, what we would have been through for the last 20 years. So it's about helping people schedule training into their busy lives, because ultimately if something's important to you and your family, then you have to make time for it like any other business meeting, I suppose. And that's probably the executive side of things. And then the other one really would be the aspiring athlete, guys who come out of school and, for argument's sake, might not make an academy system within the rugby circles, or, you know, whether it's a soccer or a GA player who's looking to kind of get that little bit of extra coaching where they may not have it at their club, to be able to provide that kind of one-on-one structure for people and put programs in place. So,
okay,
you know, it's exciting, and it's something, like I said, that I'm passionate about, and I don't see it as work because, you know, I have a genuine love of kind of, I suppose, helping people and educating people on that whole process.
And if it's one-to-one, Peter, then there's only one Peter Stringer. So the economics of it on an hour-by-hour basis.
That's the challenge initially, I suppose, in terms of there's going to be, you know, people, you know, have applied already from right around the country, and there's going to be an element of, you know, in-person, there's going to be online, there's going to be kind of hybrid models with kind of Zoom stuff. So again, it's not going to be all one-on-one, face-to-face all the time in terms of being in the same location. So again, it's a working model. It's something that, look, if I can build a team around me as well, That's the plan going forward, because it's something that I certainly see there's an avenue there to help people. And I'm obviously it's a new business and you're nervous about it because you're stepping out of the rugby world, but it's really exciting, and I'm looking forward to where it goes, Bobby.
Now, the second business which you're about to launch is F45, and I have to declare an interest here in that I know a little bit about this business because my daughters dragged me up to it in Sandyford to Brendan Spratt's gym in F45 every Sunday morning. Now, just to put it in context, Peter, I'd say I'm probably 20, if not 30 years older than everybody else in the class. I feel very...
I bet you're fitter than them, Bobby, though. I bet you
well, are. I'm able to, that's what I was just going to say, in amazement to myself, I'm actually able to keep up with some of them. So I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful franchise. I love the way it's done. It's 45 minutes. And I like the way, you know, you're kind of motivated on by everybody else. I really, really, maybe you might explain it better than me, but I love it as an experience.
Yeah, it's great. When I first saw the model, and I've been to classes, obviously, I've been to, you know, in the UK, I've been in all over the place, and it's just something where there's a real community aspect to it. The people show up and they kind of buy into it together. And I think particularly in these times, we're coming out of a lockdown, I think people getting back into that kind of group environment, people will be craving it. And it's just that functional, what it stands for, functional 45 minutes, all to do with those kind of functional movements that you get better at, that, you know, I suppose help you as everybody ages, that you just want to keep those movements, you know, about getting in and out of a car, that you just keep that kind of flexibility, mobility, and all these sessions, like you said, 45 minutes. And I think it's that kind of that community spirit within those classes that really kind of adds to it. And it's kind of built on a model like it's kind of personal training within a group environment. So you've got your couple of trainers in the class, always kind of making sure that your technique's spot on, you're not forgotten about in the class. So it's something we're really excited about and you know, hopefully launching in December as well, which is in a great building as well. We're very excited about
great.
It.
Great. Well, I'm probably not a poster boy for F45, Peter, but anyway, I absolutely will support it right through, because it's a great... Finally, can I ask you about Hell Week? And the finale there. Talk to me about that. I haven't seen it, so you'll have to tell me more.
Yeah, so the finale, look, the whole series really, Bobby, was an incredible experience. It was 100% real from minute one till the very end, and there was no stage during it where production came in and said, cut, we need to do this again. The DS guys, the army guys who were in charge, they said, we want full control of this. If we're putting this out on air. And to be honest, you know, the physical challenges were extremely difficult on the back of very little sleep, no food. It was 3 days before we had a half an hour sleep. And, you know, when you go into the tough challenges that can go on for 3 or 4 or 5 hours, it becomes very tough. But it's the mental side of it, which is the showcase, the finale. You see, it's not so much the physical, but the mental. It went on for 10 hours on the final day of that kind of interrogation process where you're captured and you're put in stress positions, you're brought back in, you're interrogated, you're trying to stick to a cover story and all those kind of things. On the back of, you know, no food and no sleep for a previous 5 days,
oh,
it was very,
gosh,
very tough. And coming out of it, very emotional, but something, one of the greatest things I've ever done, Bobby, I must say.
And I thought F45 was challenging. There you go.
Hell Week for you next, maybe, Bobby.
Peter Stringer, a gentleman, a pleasure always to talk to you. Be well.
Thank you very much. Take care.